On Beacon Hill, Senate Democratic leaders are voicing disappointment with the size of Governor Charlie Baker's budget increases for education funding for Massachusetts cities and towns. The governor's budget hikes local aid for education by 1.6%, but some in the Senate are calling that a big short. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Charlie Baker is proposing a $39.6 billion budget that he says addresses a structural deficit beleaguering Massachusetts. In a press conference revealing his budget, he recognized that it's just the first offer in a three-way negotiation with the House and Senate.
Budgets are combo platter, and I'm looking forward to seeing what ends up in this one.
To hear some senators, what should end up in the budget is more money for cities and towns to use for schools. Senator Sonia Chang-Diaz of Jamaica Plain, chairwoman of the Education Committee, calls Baker's proposed increase for local education a big short.
I find that very disappointing.
But when pressed to say whether the Senate budget will provide greater support for education than Governor Baker's, Senate leaders at first were silent before Senate President Stan Rosenberg stepped in.
The chair of Ways and Means will be looking at all of the competing interests. We have to fit within the same dollars that the governor and the House are working with. And it's going to be another very, very tough budget.
Baker is proposing a budget with no new taxes or fees.
We believe that getting state spending under control to the point where state spending grows at a rate that's similar to the rate of the economy is essential to the state's economic health going forward.
But Rosenberg says it's time to think about new sources of income.
And we've reduced revenue to the general fund in the range of $3 to $4 billion. In total, based on tax cuts done over a very long period of time, but it's a base reduction of $3.5 billion. That makes a huge difference in what we can invest in. And among the things we're underfunding are all areas of education from pre-K through higher ed.
Still, Rosenberg says he has to accept the fact that neither Governor Baker nor Speaker Robert DeLeo will agree to new taxes. The governor is proposing to add at least $206 million to the state's rainy day fund.
Saving money for a rainy day, especially in good times, is a must.
If Baker has his way, the rainy day fund would have about $1.5 billion in it, still $800 million short of the $2.3 billion at the start of the Patrick administration in 2007, but $300 million more than when Baker took over last year. Ellen McEnany, president of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, a business-funded research group, says Baker is not saving enough money for a rainy day.
Our suggestion was that we replenish it by doing a pre-budget transfer of 1% of tax revenues, so that would have been a little more aggressive approach.
If Baker followed the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation proposal to put 1% of projected tax revenues into the rainy day fund, he'd be putting about $60 million more into it. But Baker says his budget is moving towards the foundation's target.
What they were looking for was progress, and that's what that is.
If Baker's not putting all the money into the rainy day fund he might have, he argues it's because his administration is still trying to close a $635 million budget deficit. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.